Good morning, everyone. I'm going to speak to you from the Bible. My hospital, they never let me out. They've been good to me, but they have a reason. Because they say that you are staying in hospital for treatment. You are not staying in hospital for your work. But, well, that might be true, but I have things to do outside of the hospital, so I have asked them, but they never let me out. But whenever I received a permission from the hospital, I knew that they would permit me because the Lord had given me message. This time, I was figuring out how I should get a permission from the hospital to come to the church today. And today happens to be the wife of Fushigi, happened to be the birthday of Fushigi-san, my wife. So I told them that I'd like to have lunch with my wife because it's her birthday today. But probably they know what I feel because, you know, I'm supposed to be back at the hospital at 1 o'clock. One of the nurses in my ward told me that my condition is the worst among all the patients on the same floor. And another doctor told me that, why are you so feel okay when so many bad things happen to you one after another? But the Lord has given me a chance to give a testimony. The Lord is alive and all things work together for my good. I have experienced this already. You know, I have already experienced several things might happen to me, but since from a certain point on, I started to see things working together for my good. While I was hospitalized, even though I couldn't watch TV, because the TV set was located located in my room where I couldn't watch. But that day, a rugby game was going on in TV, and the Japanese team won. When I watched that, I thought that was my message from God. The doctors told me that after I leave the hospital, I would have to be on a wheelchair. And for the best, I would be able to walk as I used to. But I'm not relying on a wheelchair any longer. Yesterday, I walked for 30 meters. Of course, not all at once, but I was able to walk little by little. As I pray, you know, the Lord gives me His power, enabling me to walk. The flow of God's work has been changing drastically. One good thing is I'm going to join a team to the Czech Republic. The Lord told me that I would join it. The reason is When my our goal of world mission, overseas mission work is now Israel, but in the early days of our church, our goal was Poland. And some decades ago, there was a prophecy saying that the Lord would establish his work in East Europe first. In this time, the Polish translation of my book, Prophecy, Its Reality and Use, has been completed. And when we went to the Czech Republic several years ago, Pastor Sakaki asked Missionary Sally to translate this book into the Czech, into Polish. But it was strange because we were in Czech and Missionary Sally was in the Czech Republic, not in Poland. But the Lord opened the way to translate that into Polish through Missionary Sally. And our praise bands were really used in the Czech Republic. Now we've been seeing his work advancing in East Europe. But I had a problem. Because my doctor was very much opposed to my going to the Czech Republic. And one of the doctors for my rehabilitation also said she was opposed 100%. But the airline company said that I need a permission from a doctor to travel by air. And when I heard that, that was the end of the world. And my wife said, I'm going to talk to the doctors, and please be, and you do not have to talk. I will talk. Then somebody in the hospital told my doctor already that I was planning to go to Europe. And the doctor came to me and said, well, he was worried about my condition, but he said, I will write a permission for you to travel by air. I have never thought of that happening to me. I already knew that I was not really fitted to be being able to go to Europe in my condition. But the doctor said he would help me. And I really thought that, oh, that was the hand of the Lord putting in this. Now, the latter half of overseas mission work has begun. And we are going to minister in some several churches in Prague, including Ukraine Church in Prague. 30 years ago, the Lord told us that He would start His work in East Europe first, and then He will lead us to do His work in Western Europe. That has been being fulfilled. I was in hospital. In a good, I received the contacts from the church. And surprisingly, there was a report about death, even though I'm sick. From the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds, they reported to me saying that they had a dead. And I answered them, I have nothing to do with the dead because I'm not running the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds. I have never received a salary from them. Then, Mikoe newspaper reported to me saying that they also had a debt, implying that they wanted me or the church to pay for that. Of course, the church does help, and those who would like to help them will help, but they pressured me, even though I was resting in the hospital because of sickness. Then the seminary sent me letters, and the first sentence was in black letter and broad letter, they had a million yen of debt. But I've never received a salary from the seminary. But the report said the first word, a million yen of debt. They were implying that we are not able to pay this, so please pay this. So I really got mad, but I'm not running the seminary. I got angry. They reported that to me when I had to concentrate on treatment. But, you know, I knew that I had to give thanks to God. And then the Lord told me, you pay. And the Lord told me I would have to be responsible. But God, that's their fault. I didn't do anything. I have been resting in hospital because of my sickness. You know my condition. The seminary reported to me again that they made a mistake. They thought that they had a 1 million debt, But actually, they had benefit of 100,000 yen. They had benefit. But the Lord told me, I would have to be all responsible for these debts. I really didn't agree, but the Lord told me clearly. And of course, our churches and those who are burdened, they will pay, but I'll be responsible. And one thing opened to me. I forgot one thing. Mikoe newspaper, seminary. Many people, they work for them. But, and we received God's words to start these works. Mikoe newspaper, charismatic work, IT, internet, a work about 10 times, and the work about of the revival. The work of newspaper are all related to them. And I realized, oh, I had forgotten about that. Mikoe newspaper told me, they said, please make your article shorter regarding Mikoe newspaper. You know, if I publish an article, it sells well, but if I don't, it doesn't sell well. But I thought, oh, it's good if I just need, if it's good that I don't have to write a long article for three pieces of paper. God had a great plan, and He had a great purpose for Mikoe newspaper, and I knew that. You know, they really didn't understand, but I knew. So I regretted making my article shorter, as the work of revival expands from now. God is going to do His great work through Mikoe newspaper. You know, if the work starts on human terms, it's not going to develop, but because this is the work that the Lord started, it's going to advance. When you are walking as a Christian, you are given a calling, and you will accomplish it, and your life will be full of His blessings. One thing I'm able to say is that you are going to be used by God. Some people who are negatively thinking is they're wondering, whether the Lord is going to use me or not. But God is going to use you, and God is going to reveal His best blessings for you. Don't retreat from that. Of course, if you retreat, but you are still given everlasting life, but you are entitled to the best blessings of God because we are loved by Him. Because of His love for us, He wants to give us His best blessings. When we obey God, don't hurry, because He will work. He will do His work. He will show His glory. Please remember this. There is one thing we need to be careful of. You know, a matter of money. We need to pay whatever needs to be paid before God. If you are in debt, and if you can't pay, exercise your faith. It's not good that you can't do anything because you can't pay. You know, when the Lord wants to do His work at the scale of 10, but if He retreat financially, the work will be shown at the scale of only 1. These days, I've been thinking about one thing. You know, God's work has been revealed through me, like healing of Benjamin, the miracles. Some people said, and people said, that's not what Pastor Akimoto said. The name of God should be glorified. But I got a little bit upset. You know, the Lord has been manifesting His great work through Benny Hinn and so on and so. And the Lord said He's going to do His works through each one of you. And, you know, the Lord is going to advance His greater works. Well, you know, the works of God that has been having manifested are still small. When the time comes, the Lord will deliver many people, and He will perform miracles. Well, the Lord is not talking about ordinary things. The Bible says, Jesus told the disciples, on God's work will be manifested much more through them than the work of Jesus. Now, the hand of the Lord is put among us in that direction. Then, what do we seek? We seek for the work of God to be revealed. Through whom? Through me. Through you. Why am I saying that? Because that's in the Bible. I didn't know that very clearly. You know, I never thought that we'll be able to manifest greater works than the work of Jesus. But Jesus was talking about work of miracles, healing. Many miracles and healings will happen. You know, we haven't reached that point yet. Well, you know, that kind of great work have never been manifested yet. We just see a certain degree of work of God manifested through us. So, don't discourage us. You know, the essence of the work of God that He intends to do are yet to come. Through you, the Lord is going to do wonderful, more wonderful works. You know, when 10,000 people always gather in front of me to be healed, please say to me that, oh, that's not what Pastor Akimoto did. That's God. Well, you can say that when so many people gather in front of me. But now, it hasn't happened, so don't discourage me. When I got sick, God showed me several things that were interesting. Scriptures came to me. Stand up on your feet, on your own feet. And God gave me the same scripture verse that I had received when I first became an evangelist. And, you know, when I, before establishing this church, I had my leg broken. And before changing the name of this church, the Lord allowed me to be in the hospital. That was the thing that I was poor at most. That I, you know, I couldn't move in bed. But this time, I was not able to move in bed at all. I was trained and taught by God some decades ago, and I was hospitalized. And this time again, I was trained And in the, and about the, about apostle, I had misunderstanding when I saw pastor moving. I'm not beginning to understand. I can't beat Pastor Molding. I can't compete with him. There is still a long way for me to get to that. The Lord told me, you have a wrong way of thinking. Each vessel of the Lord wrote, there was a time that they wanted to die. I knew how they felt. I was put into a spiritual darkness. Well, I exercised my faith, but it didn't work. Elijah, Merlin said they wanted to die. You know, we Christians should never think that we want to die. You know, that's throwing away your calling. I wanted to throw away my calling revival. I don't care. I just wanted to go to heaven. I wanted to rest in heaven. But the Lord told me, that's your quality, your weakness. That's the condition that Pastor Molin and Elijah and you. And now, and that's your true quality. And that's the limit of your power. You know, shining testimony of Merlin, you know, that's the work of God. That's His doing. And I thought one thing, you know, apostle, I thought apostles should be strong spiritually and lively in activity and heading straight for the best. But I knew now I know that was not true. Apostle is a person who knows his weakness and God teaches him that how weak he is. I was also taught by God how weak I was, and I couldn't do anything. You know, when I made that conclusion, I was revived. You know, I can't compete with the late Pastor Molin about good things, good qualities we have, but the Lord told me that they had hope in God. You remain as a Christian, even though you don't have hope. And you Christians are able to receive God's blessings even if they don't have hope, but they are not able to receive blessings more than that. What matters is we are weak. We need to realize that we are weak. That's an important thing. But we are able to have hope that God will show His glory through us. He will show His works through us. When I was in spiritual darkness, whenever I exercise faith by giving thanks and praying, I often saw darkness fading away, but even though I did it over and over again, darkness would not go. But the Lord was teaching me that I should never retreat, which I did. I never retreated. I never retreated from the Lord was going to do for me. Well, we did have hope. We do have hope. But sometimes, the more we exercise faith, the worse we are getting to anywhere. But let us continue to have faith that God is going to do wonderful thing for me. Because God loves us. And please remember this. Let us have hope that the Lord has been doing the best things for us, for direction of revival. When we have that hope in God, we are going to see the fruit of it. We are going to see the glory of Him. Now I'm going to finish because I have to be back at the hospital by 1 o'clock. They might ask me, "Oh, you didn't have lunch, did you?" I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please manifest your rich works. You have been told by God about something, but you retreated by unbelief. Repent thoroughly and stand firm on what the Lord has told you. You've been retreating because of your unbelief. You are lacking in one thing. Receive it from God. Now, it's not about action, but it's about faith. After a while, somebody is going to go through a trial, but rejoice if you give thanks and continue to obey God. All things will work together for your good. And you are going to see shining works of God that you have never seen before. I'm going to pray for your healing. Now, let's repent of our sins. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal us in the name of Jesus. I command to the spirits of sickness go away from each one of us. The power of sicknesses go out from our bodies. I command to our bodies be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. You had a pain in the inner part of your ears, but the Lord has taken away that pain. You used to have the pain at the core of your head, but the pain is now gone. You find yourself, your eyes being filled with tears, and you can't see well because of that, but the Lord is healing you, healing your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. With thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.